Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the day's play, AFL Nation. Jordan Kanellis here, wrapping up proceedings at Marvel Stadium, where the Hawks got their first win of 2024, defeating North Melbourne 17-11-113 to North Melbourne 10-8-68. It was a bit of a scrappy affair. It's probably, we got what we expected in a match between 17th versus 18th, but the Hawks ultimately outclassing North Melbourne by quite some margin in the end. They kicked 9 goals in a row through the either side of the quarter time break, including 6 of those coming in the second term, and that's what ultimately separated the two teams. So Hawthorn had a 6-7 goal lead for most of the day and were able to hold off North Melbourne pretty comfortably in the second half. Dylan Moore led the way for the Hawks with 4 goals. There were 3 goals for Nick Larkey and Paul Curtis in the losing team, and 2 goals apiece for Meek, Ginnivan, Chole and Amon for the Hawks as well. Jai Newcombe and Connor Nash both had 32 touches for the Hawks to lead the way for the ball winners. Harry Sheasel, 26 for North Melbourne. Let's have a listen to our expert, Josh Jenkins, to hear what he thought of the match at full time.
Yeah, class prevailed, and you know the Hawks are a little bit more advanced than where North Melbourne are at. You think about some of the guys around the footy, Nash, Newcomb, Warple, who wasn't super busy today, but you know those guys are, you know, they've played their 50 and 60 and 70 games, whereas you think about the, some of the guys around the footy, alongside Davis Uniacke, who is established, but you know, youngsters trying to, you know, just forge a path in AFL footy. Guys who have played 5, 15, 25 games, and some of those guys will make it long-term and be really good players for North Melbourne, and others may not, and that's what they're trying to find out. A disappointing thing from North's perspective today was, you know, as I mentioned early, you need your best. You need your older players to play to their absolute best, because you need to leave room for the young guys to make mistakes and to learn. And I just thought, you know, McDonald and Core and a few of the older guys down back really, really struggled. Gave away free kicks and situations where they should have been able to take advantage of having extra numbers. They just couldn't do so. And Mazurha, it's hard to blame him too much because it must be so, so difficult. But you know, touches the ball less than a dozen times, you know, unable to kick a goal. He had a couple of shots for goal, but just not involved in the game. And some of that's coaching. I mean, he didn't attend enough stoppages. He's probably at 5 or 6 stoppages for the whole game. That's not good enough. I understood the move for Comben to go forward, just didn't like it. And once the game was, you know, out of reach, he should have gone back. He played the second half, you know, in the forward line. And, you know, he probably goes and sits down and thinks, well, gee, that game ends up being a bit of a waste for me because I don't really learn much more about playing down back, and he doesn't necessarily feel great about himself. So yeah, pretty disappointing day for North Melbourne, it must be said. I know they've had some defeats of similar nature throughout the season, but I came in with genuine optimism. I thought they could genuinely win this game, and they've been blown away.
Those are the thoughts of Josh Jenkins, our expert here from Marvel Stadium. Let's have a listen to the highlights. Hawks fans, sit back and relax and enjoy the next couple of minutes of highlights as your team notched up win number one of the season.
Nash grabbed it for the Hawks and just whipped it out of there, but a nice mark to Comben. He's second of the game.
What'd you call him? Chom?
Chom. That's his nickname. And with the back to Ford, and Ford can kick a goal. First blood to the rules.
Throw in. It's Luke Davies-Uniacke. Feigns a handball running backwards. Swivels 180. Faces forward. Drives it to the goal square. Coming across is Frost. Simpkin in the goal square. Kicks it off the deck. And scores a goal. 2 on the board for North Melbourne.
So McDonald doesn't muck around. He's got a lead in Gunston and gets him. Tight angle, but only 25 metres out. Runs round on the left. Good contact. Gets the Hawks first. And they needed it. McDonald's taken a chest mark. He's 55 out. Gives that one off to Amon. And Amon can fire on the left foot and gets a fair piece of it. He gets a full chunk of it and gets the Hawks second. Simpkin grabs it and the kick's no good and it's cut off by McKenzie. Can give it to Weddle. Weddle runs into trouble and then kicks a big banana. Yes! That was a big banana, all right? It just kept on spinning.
Oh, fair dinkum.
No, we're not.
We're not having another review. I don't care. It's a goal.
Just drive it long inside 50. Chol wants to fly. He was up there with three North defenders. McDonald stayed down. Good. Pokes it towards goal, and he's got another one. The Hawks have five goals in this quarter, and now it is an eight-goal streak. Now forward to Tucker. North with a little phase of play here. They've worked it via hand to Powell on the outer wing. Shuffles onto the right boot. Hits it long inside 50. Sellers comes up. Can't take the mark. Curtis over to Drury. Dribbles one through the goal square and gets North Melbourne a goal. A long, long awaited goal for North Melbourne. Their first one since the early minutes of the first quarter.
Meek gets forward of the contest and then drives one to the hot spot. Gunston's the target. It might go all the way. It does. The big boy's on the board.
Hawks get the quick reply. Oh, Mabby or Chol just moved aside any and everyone around him. Takes a great mark at centre half forward. Then off a step. A left foot driving shot to goal has got the carry.
It gets over the back to Larky. Can this be a little bit of a spark? The 100 gamer from 50. It's a high wedge that is straight. Second goal for Larky, and there's a bit of energy.
A little bit of life down to a really dangerous position. Gidevin's there. Can give it off to Amon. Amon a snap on the left foot's pretty good.
We were due for a highlight and we got one. Amon gets his second.
He is in some nice form too.
And then Sheasel off his steps, got Lazaro. Had to sit and wait. Didn't really work out. It's back in dispute in the middle of the ground. Nash grabs it. Kicks a tumbler. Biggie Newen's there. Has a bit of a fumble. Back in dispute. Ginevan's little handball. Back to Meek off a step. Can Meek get another one? I reckon he can. Oh, the big boys had a day out. Big Meek's had an all-timer.
Moore fishes around for it at ground level. Newcomb got whacked from the side. And that'll end things for the Hawks as they notch up win number one of 2024. Downing North Melbourne by 45 points at Marvel Stadium.
We're a happy team at Hawthorn. We're the mighty fighting Hawks. We love our club and we play to win. Riding the bucks with a grin at Hawthorn. Come what may, you'll find us thriving. Teamwork is the thing that draws. But for all and all for once, the way we play at Hawthorn, we are the mighty fighting Hawks.
That's it for the day's play today. Make sure to tune in to AFL Nation for every game of the 2024 AFL season. We bring you the footy live from the stadiums all weekend long, all the way through 2024. And of course, the best way to watch footy, if you're at home in front of the TV, is to turn the TV down and get SEN Sync on the SEN app to sync the radio call up to the pictures on your screen. It is the best way to watch footy in 2024. We'll catch you again at the footy for Anzac Round coming up in a couple of days.